Today we're diving into a resource from the We Are Survivors program in New South Wales, Australia.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing some really amazing work supporting survivors of sexual violence from all sorts of backgrounds.
Mm.
We'll be focusing on practical self-care tips they offer.
Okay.
You know, sometimes just hearing other people's stories and knowing you aren't alone can be so powerful.
It can.
This deep dive might bring up some tough emotions.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, taking care of yourself is a huge step forward.
It is. And what I think is really smart about We Are Survivors' approach is that they don't shy away from the tough stuff, for example.
Yeah.
They acknowledge right off the bat that one of the biggest hurdles many survivors face is self-blame.
Mm-hmm.
It can be so hard to be kind to yourself when you're grappling with those feelings.
It's like your own mind becomes the toughest critic.
Yeah, yeah.
I was particularly struck by their advice on dealing with that. They suggest imagining you're offering kindness to someone else who went through the same thing.
That's such a powerful reframe, isn't it?
It is.
It forces you to step outside of your own pain and tap into that well of compassion that you probably already have for others.
Right.
And often that can be the first step towards extending that same compassion to yourself.
It's like holding up a mirror to your own empathy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of things that can be hard,
okay.
Setting boundaries is another thing the program really emphasizes.
Okay.
It's about creating safe spaces,
right?
Both physically and emotionally.
Think of it like building a protective bubble around yourself.
Yeah.
You get to decide who gets access to that space and what kind of energy you allow in.
Yeah.
That might mean limiting contact with people who aren't supportive or who make you feel unsafe.
Yeah.
It's a way of reclaiming your power and taking control of your healing journey.
I think that's so crucial.
It is.
Because often after experiencing something traumatic, you can feel powerless.
Yeah.
So taking back control, even in small ways, can be incredibly healing.
Yeah.
The program also talks about the importance of establishing a daily routine.
Okay.
Now, I know when you're in the midst of dealing with something as heavy as this,
mm-hmm.
the idea of a routine might seem trivial.
It might seem counterintuitive, but actually there's a lot of psychology behind why a routine can be so grounding, especially after trauma.
Mm-hmm.
When your world feels chaotic and unpredictable, routine provides a sense of stability and normalcy.
Yeah.
It helps to regulate your emotions and can even improve sleep, which is so essential for healing.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Like creating a sense of order amidst the chaos.
Exactly.
The program specifically mentions things like regular meals, exercise,
mm-hmm.
and even leisure activities as part of a healthy routine.
And it's not about being rigid or creating a strict schedule that you have to stick to no matter what.
Right.
It's more about creating a framework that provides structure and predictability, which can be so comforting when everything else feels out of control.
It's about creating a foundation from which you can start to rebuild.
Right. On the disaster.
And along with that external structure, the program also talks about the importance of finding healthy outlets for processing your emotions.
Oh, okay.
They suggest things like journaling, creative activities, and spiritual practices.
What's fascinating here is that they're really tapping into the mind-body connection.
Yeah.
They even mention resources like apps and online platforms that offer guided meditations and deep breathing exercises, many of which are available in multiple languages.
It's about giving yourself permission to feel your emotions.
Yeah.
To acknowledge them and process them in a healthy way.
Right.
And having these resources available in different languages just makes them accessible to so many more people.
Exactly. It's about meeting people where they are and recognizing that healing isn't a one-size-fits-all process.
Right.
And this really ties into their emphasis on the importance of caring for both your body and mind.
Yeah, it's like they're advocating for a holistic approach to healing.
Mm-hmm.
Recognizing that physical and mental health are so interconnected.
Yes.
They talk about regular exercise, a balanced diet, getting enough sleep, all those things that are easier said than done.
I know. But think about it this way.
Yeah.
When you're physically healthy, you have more energy and resilience to cope with emotional challenges.
That's true.
And conversely, when you're emotionally well, you're more likely to make choices that support your physical health.
Hmm?
It's a positive feedback loop.
So it's about finding that balance, that sweet spot where you're nourishing both your body and your mind.
Mm.
And one area that I found particularly interesting was their focus on cultural and spiritual connection.
Mm-hmm.
They suggest things like cooking traditional meals, listening to music, dancing, or participating in religious rituals.
This is where their commitment to supporting survivors from diverse backgrounds really shines.
Yeah.
They understand that for many people, their culture and spiritual practices are a source of profound strength and resilience.
It's about tapping into those traditions that have been passed down for generations.
Right.
Those things that connect us to our ancestors, our communities,
yeah.
and something larger than ourselves.
Exactly.
It's like finding solace and strength in those ancient rhythms of life.
And for those who are religious or spiritual,
yeah.
the program emphasizes the potential support that can be found within faith communities,
mm-hmm.
whether that's through talking with a trusted religious leader
yeah.
or simply drawing strength from your belief system.
It's about finding those sources of comfort and meaning that resonate deeply with you.
Yeah.
And that leads us to another crucial element of self-care.
Okay.
Nurturing your emotional and psychological need.
What's key here is building a supportive network of people in your life.
Yeah.
Family, friends, community members,
mm-hmm.
people who you can lean on and who will listen without judgment.
Right.
They specifically emphasize reaching out to support services and organizations.
Yeah.
Especially when feelings of isolation arise.
It's about recognizing that you don't have to go through this alone.
Exactly. Great.
There are people who understand and who are there to help.
Mm-hmm.
They even suggest participating in community activities and events.
Yeah.
As a way to connect with others and rebuild that sense of belonging.
It's almost like creating a safety net.
Yeah.
A web of support that can catch you when you stumble.
Yeah.
And sometimes that support might involve seeking professional help as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The program talks about the importance of seeking counseling from qualified therapists,
mm-hmm.
emphasizing that specialized support services can provide confidential support.
Right.
They even mention support groups. And offer a tip sheet for finding a counselor on their website.
It's about normalizing the idea of seeking professional help and breaking down the stigma that often surrounds mental health.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sign of strength, not weakness, to reach out for help when you need it.
And, you know, amidst all of this talk about the heavy stuff,
yeah.
the program doesn't forget about the importance of finding joy. It might seem strange to focus on joy when you're dealing with so much pain.
Yeah.
But they really emphasize making time for enjoyable activities each day.
And they don't just leave it at that.
Yeah.
They actually give specific examples from a care package created by the Sexual Assault Resource Center in Western Australia.
Oh, cool.
It includes things like reading,
yeah.
listening to music, getting right. outdoors,
yeah.
practicing relaxation techniques, having cultural experiences, and connecting with friends.
They even mention simple things like having coffee with a friend.
Exactly.
It's a reminder that joy can be found in the everyday moments, even when you're going through something incredibly difficult.
And it's not about pretending that the pain isn't there.
Right.
It's about recognizing that you deserve to experience joy even in the midst of healing.
Yes.
It's about reclaiming your life and rediscovering those things that make you feel alive.
This feels like the perfect place to pause.
Okay.
We've covered a lot of ground in this first part of our deep dive into the We Are Survivors program.
Yeah.
But there's still so much more to explore.
Right.
In the next part, we'll delve deeper into specific strategies and resources they offer.
Sounds good.